This is an MUT Radio podcast.
To you guys, welcome to the journey of endless possibilities, a journey filled with challenges, a journey filled with struggles. But I hope and pray that you keep it together and make yourselves proud and make the community of SWEEP proud. Go out there and show what being a woman is all about. We do not only nurture, but we go out into the world to bring light. So be the light that will light for generations to come, opening from this day to endless possibilities and challenges that you will face. Go out there and nurture SWEEP as your baby, seeing it grow from every stage, and make sure that you are proud of every step that you will take on the way and learning as we grow. To everyone, I would like to say these few words that I took from the SWEEP word, that you will have to strive, have the will to work, and encounter challenges, but also empower and encourage each other so that you go across and prosper. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bonakele. It's very important for various student chapters to actually work together, and we are very grateful for Enectus to be part of this occasion because we are pursuing the same goal. Yours is on the social side, what ours is on the profit-making side, but at the end of it all, we are chasing the same goal. So let me call upon Mrs. Hlengiwe Mhlongo to introduce the guest speaker for the day. And after, I won't be coming up on stage after Mrs. Mhlongo has introduced Mrs. Nomfundo Mcoyizondo before we are reprimanded. Then after that, Mrs. Nomfundo Mcoyi will then take over after introduction. Over to you.
Sanbonan. Okay, I'm here to introduce Ms. Nomfundo Mcoyizondo. Nomfundo Mcoyi is a former educator who has become a multi-skilled entrepreneur and a community builder. She founded Icebo Lethu Funerals 13 years ago, which has grown to be Icebo Lethu Group, a conglomerate comprising of 10 companies. Icebo Lethu has over 130 branches in South Africa and a presence in the UK and SADC countries. The group employs over 1,800 employees, covering over 1 million lives, making it one of the leading companies in South Africa. Nomfundo is known as one of the leading innovators in the industry, having introduced products that have transformed the funeral space. She has led her team into converting a funeral company into a lifestyle brand, which add value to its clients on a daily basis through loyalty, rewards, given in partnership with leading retailers like ShopRite, Edgar's, the Foschini Group, Steak & Nico, and others. She is the chairperson of the South African Funeral Practitioner Association in KZN, a board member for the service CETA. She is also the founder of and the chairperson of Icebo Lethu Foundation. She has established a host of initiatives that have geared towards improving the lives of underprivileged communities. She is also a published author, having released her book From Boardroom to Kitchen in 2020. She has traveled extensively to countries like USA, UK, Zimbabwe, China, Ghana, Greece, Egypt, Indonesia, and many countries for business attending conferences, exhibition, and speaking engagement. On top of many awards she has received, including the three she collected from Singapore at a Commonwealth Business Award, she has recently been honored by Mangosuthu University of Technology in recognizing of her excellent work that she has done. Thank you.
Right, I think you're right. I'll just put it here. Next slide. Uh-huh, okay. Thank you. Firstly, I would like to greet Professor Ramogale, Deputy Vice Chancellor Professor Sbia. I know she has left, but we're still greeting her. Acting Dean of Management Sciences, Dr. Njangase, Mrs. Mhlongo, who has just introduced me, all academic staff present, and all those that are watching virtually, and greet all the students that are present today in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only name I know. I always mention it wherever I go because it's very important to me. Keeps me grounded. Makes me the person that I am. Amen. Nagate bet balovi, the button I'm changing by years. Go baguzamin. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm really, really grateful. I must say, my mom used to study here. It was so called Opigwin. My mother, she was a maths and science teacher. The very best I've ever seen in my life. That was my mother. So she was here, and now I find myself here. Hey, what does this mean? I don't know. So, Njie, thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for making me part of this important lecture, recognizing the work that we do, myself and the entire team of Icebo Lethu. I'm really, really grateful. I'm in the industry, yokungcwaba. I'm in the funeral industry. I always see a lot of people being recognized and thanked after when they are no more. So it's very important to thank people and recognize their work while they are still alive. For me, it is really an honor what you're doing at MUT. I know I came during the grad and I had a wonderful experience, a wonderful 3 days of my life. I never even thought I'd be called Dr. Nomfundo Mcoyi Zondo. But through MUT, I am that, and I'm really grateful for that. Thank you, MUT. We're there during that time. We had a wonderful time. I would say the last time I stood in front of a class like this was in 2004, because I had taught at Inanda for 8 years, since 96 till 2004. I was an educator. So, yeah, during my teaching years, it was very critical to state from the beginning your lesson topic and also the outcome, what you wanted to achieve at the end of that lesson. You had to start with an end in mind. Which is very, very important. So for me today, our lesson or topic is on demystifying entrepreneurship. And what I want to achieve is that as students, you see the importance of entrepreneurship through joining programs like SWEEP. Very, very good, girls. You did very well. Those presentations were the best I've ever seen. The energy, what you mentioned, really, it's true. And to teach you some of the important nuggets to successful entrepreneurship through my journey and experience when I started and continued to build Icebo Lethu brand, because I haven't stopped. We still continue being a brand. I know they were mentioning all the awards we've won. Those are just there to encourage us to do better. They're not saying we have won, we've achieved. We are at the end. They're there to just propel us for more growth. So I'm very happy that I'm here, not just as a motivational speaker, but as someone who's walking the journey, as someone who's there, who's doing it. And I'm happy that this morning there are girls in this room who will see that Nomfundo as a woman did it. They can still do it. I'm not leaving you out, men. You will still do it. But we know what happens to a girl child in Africa, not just in South Africa only. So please allow me to take you through my journey as an entrepreneur. I've already thanked MUT for allowing us the opportunity to share my entrepreneurial experience with MUT students. And again, I like to emphasize that I'm walking the journey. I'm not a motivational speaker. Whatever I'll be sharing, I'll share most of my experiences. I will not just be making theory, something that I've heard. Whatever in these slides that I've prepared, you'll be walking with me, my journey, my entrepreneurial journey, to see that how I made it, how I started, what happens along the way, because it's not easy. It's not as easy as you look at it. Having started the Icebuletu brand in Mpumalanga Township, Siyakwazi Hammersdale, it's a township that was known for udlame. You were not there. You were all young. I'm a 2000 lang. Oh, but I'm a 2000. Yes. In Mpumalanga is in Hammersdale. I started this company on the 18th of December in 2009. Surely the journey has never been easy, but when I look at today, surely it was worth it. When I look at the 1,800 people whom Mama Mhlongo was mentioning when she was introducing me, had I not started Icebuletu brand, those people would be unemployed. That is why we're here, to say to you, you can be an entrepreneur, create jobs. You don't have to be at school to learn and be just like myself as I was a school teacher or something else, but you can create jobs on your own. Yes, not all of us will be entrepreneurs, but where it doesn't suit you to be an entrepreneur on your own, you can collaborate with others. We have SWIP now. Through these programs, collaborations can be formed where you can do better and excel and create those jobs, so that we don't rely on the government for everything that we do. Rely on grants, rely on NSFAS. Sometimes that money from NSFAS, when it comes, must just be an add-on. Why can't you use that money from NSFAS to start something for yourself? You can, I promise you. I've prepared some slides on the topic. Today's topic, as I've mentioned, it's demystifying entrepreneurship. We are here to just explain what entrepreneurship is, interpreted so that we really understand what does it mean to be an entrepreneur. It's very, very important. That beautiful lady is me. Thank you. Okay, let's start with defining what entrepreneurship is. Firstly, I will take you through the definition. After the definition, I'll take you through the 8 nuggets of successful entrepreneurship. And then after that, we'll close, and then I will take questions. Make sure that you prepare as many you can ask. I will try not to talk so much so that I'll get more questions from yourselves where you need clarity on entrepreneurship. What is entrepreneurship? Entrepreneurs are people who simply look at a problem and see it as an opportunity. Those are people that turn a problem into an opportunity. Look at myself. I just explained, 18 December 2009, I sat and saw a problem in the funeral industry. I realized that there are funeral parlors out there. They had products that were not enough. They were not speaking to our people. They were not speaking to culture. They were not complete. You would find that people would have a funeral policy, but when death comes, they will still have to top up. They will still have to find tents. They still have to put together a lot of things. I had to sit down and see that problem. How did I make it an opportunity for myself? Then I sat down. I created products that were complete, that were a one-stop shop. That is what Icebuletu is about. We are a one-stop shop. When you're there, everything is, you find everything. You find that we have funeral products that are packages on our insurance. When death comes, we bury for you. When you need a tombstone, we have it there. When you need catering, it's there. When you need a grave, we have a memorial park now in Joburg, and we're still coming up with more. We give you that. We have a foundation that gives back to people. We give you that because we had to be a one-stop shop. Why? Why did I do that? Because I saw a problem and I answered to the problem. I looked at the economy. The economy was not right. People were struggling. They didn't have jobs. They still don't. But I had to come up with something that was going to help people afford them a reputable funeral service that was very, very reasonably priced. I had to make sure so that they get those dignified funerals at the time when they pass on. So that is why I started Ixebolethu. That is why where I come from with that entrepreneurship, realizing all of those. And that together brought about Ixebolethu. We started as a funeral company, but grew from that. We grew from just being a funeral parlor from Hammarsdale, one branch in Hammarsdale. And also another thing, I looked at employment. Employment was a problem. It still is. Then I sat down and said, I need to create a brand that will make sure that it employs a lot of people. In my community, a lot of youngsters were unemployed. They were smoking They were smoking yunga, taking drugs, alcohol, and all of that. All those, I employed them. I took them over. I employed them because I was answering to the problem. So entrepreneurship, it's about changing those problems, changing all those problems into opportunities. And then Ixebolethu started. When you look at entrepreneurship, those are two scenarios I need you to look at. People look at entrepreneurship and think it's easy. When you look on the left side, people think, oh, okay, there you are. And you think, oh, God, when I start entrepreneurship, it's going to be so successful. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. The next day, I'm going to be a millionaire. I want to drive a nice car. You started for the wrong reasons. But the truth is, that's what it is. It is the one on the right. It's not easy. You will come across a lot of problems as you start entrepreneurship. What do I mean by that? When I started Ixebolethu, I started being a female, entering into a male-dominated space that had a lot of men that knew what they were doing. I was coming in with new ways, new things, new products, and they were just like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. It wasn't easy. And some of them, they were there to finish me in the business. And remember, when I started Ixebolethu, one thing I forgot to mention, I did not even have capital. I did not even have capital. I didn't even go to any bank to borrow money. I had to make sure that I raise money myself to fund the business. What did I do? I was selling clothes, buying clothes from China, everywhere, coming to sell them, raising funds to fund the business. So it has never been easy. There were times where my people would not pay on time. I wouldn't be able to even pay rent for the offices. Maybe, but one good thing, my staff was paid on time. All the time. You need to compensate. You need to pay your people well and make sure that they are happy. So I went through a lot. I didn't even have a hearse when I started because I had entered into this business. I had good ideas, good products in mind that I wanted. I saw all the problems. But little did I even think, good God, if I start without a mortuary, without a hearse, without all these other things, all these other tools that I needed, hey, I'm getting myself into another problem, which is what you need to think yourself before you get yourself into any business idea. Have a proper business plan. When I started, I didn't have it. And that caused a lot of problems for me that I lived with. But fortunately for me, I had a very great team that was behind me all the way, that was supporting me in the vision that I had. Because remember, I'm the founder of the company. I'm the one who's the visionary. Everyone I had around me was just supporting me. And at the time when I started with just 5 people. And then we grew from that. it was just not easy. The road was not easy at all. I want to just emphasize that. And being a woman, I joined even an organization of funeral parlors. Oh, it killed me even worse. I didn't even get enough support I needed. Instead, I got a lot of attacks from that. But I said, I'm not gonna make this, discourage me. I'm not gonna allow this to stop me from my vision. Then I continued with what I wanted. Let me go through the nuggets. The first lesson we know about this end story. This is the first nugget I told you. I'll take you through 8 nuggets to be a successful entrepreneur. Proverbs 6, verse 6 to 8 says, go to the end, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. You might be the most talented student in the whole country, but if you do not work hard, you won't succeed as an entrepreneur. No matter how clever you are, no matter what happens, just like myself, I was telling you now, I had all the products, everything, but I still needed to work hard. I still needed a proper team. So that I would be that entrepreneur, that successful entrepreneur. So hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So don't think you just have good ideas and they're just going to work on their own. You need to work hard. And don't even think that there'll be someone who's there waiting with a shambok to say, hey, why are you still asleep? Why are you not at work at this time? You need to be disciplined yourself, just like the ant. It knows when to collect its food. It knows when it's harvest time. You need to know that yourself. Getting into entrepreneurship, you need to know. Nobody must tell you. Nobody must push you. It must be within you that you know what I want to achieve. I know as a business where I want to go. I told you, you have to start with an end in mind. When I started Itsebolet, people would say, what are you doing? Now we are burying people, because before then I was a caterer. I would tell them, no, I'm starting my own doves. That's what I used to say. Because from the beginning, I did not have a small mindset. I didn't even think small. With me, with Nomfundo, it's either you go big or go home. That's me. That's my motto. I don't do anything less. I'm not apologetic about it. That is why it's able to grow to be what it is today. So I'm saying, if you walk into a supermarket, if you take a basket, you're there to just take a few items. But if you take a trolley, you're there to shop, you're there to buy groceries. Me, I entered into this industry with a trolley, knowing that I'm there to create more jobs. I'm there to create more products that are going to help people. I came there with a mindset that was saying, I'll be international, I'll be big, in my mind, I had big. I may not have had all the tools at the time, but I knew in my mind what I wanted. So it's very, very important to have a vision, to know what you want, to know where you're going before you even start. No one must tell you. You need to know. The second one is integrity. Integrity Nganzami is very, very important. One of our values as Itsebolethu, it's honesty and integrity. I remember there was a time during the business, when I started the business, when there was a guy from Hammersdale. They had hijacked a truck. Just imagine a truck with full of caskets. He comes to me and says, and the business was small then, he comes and says, Nomfundo, we have these caskets, we're selling them, and we need, please, can you buy? We know you are also, we can use them to bury people. I said, I can't. He didn't believe it. I said, I can't. He hated me for that, because I was the only one who had capacity to buy all those caskets, even the entire truck at the time. Why? Because I didn't want any stolen goods in the business. I was not there for shortcuts. I was not there to just imagine if I had bought those caskets and then you'd be caught and then they would come and collect them from my offices. And then I'm in the newspapers for burying people with stolen caskets. What would it do to the brand? So it's very, very important, that part of integrity. Honesty and integrity is one of our main values as a brand. And we know that as a funeral insurance company, as we offer our products, funeral products, most funeral companies are known to be fraudsters. They are known to be telling lies to people. They are known to be, you know, to be crooks. Yes, some are not doing things. They are doing things that are unethical in their businesses, but it's very, very important that you conduct your business with integrity and honesty. Please, before you even start it, don't even start with any corners on kipela ngalena, next door, bani, half price in. Don't start with those. Because you can't even put them in your books. What are you gonna say? I got this at half price. There's SARS, there's everything, you know. Don't just go that route. It is the worst. It is very, very bad. Then risk. Am I not too fast for you guys? Okay. Okay. The third nugget is risk taking and faith. As an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship often involves taking risks and stepping out in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Remember, when I started Ixebolethu, I had ideas. I had things that were not there. But in my mind, I was seeing those things. I had a lot of faith. Guys, I had crazy faith when I started this company. I wanted it to work. I gave it my all. And that helped me. The faith in me taking those risks. I didn't just take any risk. You need to take calculated risks, people, in a business. Don't gamble with your business as well. Just be realistic about your goals, about your objectives, everything. Be realistic. Even if you do a business plan, be realistic. And you must know, every business is about taking a risk. When you open the branch in Hammersdale, I didn't even know people were going to walk into that branch. It just needed faith. It just needed me to allow myself to take that risk. I remember the first thing, people always ask me, what is the worst thing that you did that you regret in your journey of studying Ixebolethu? The biggest one was doing that event, that launch event in Hammersdale. Because I did a big event, invited Rebecca, Sfiso Ncwane to sing, invited all the people. Because in my mind, I thought everyone would leave their funeral parlors and come and join Ixebolethu. Remember, they didn't even know me, some of them. And they had never even seen me bury. For them to take those risks, to take those decisions. But in my mind, I had that. I took a huge, huge risk. And remember, I had no hairs. I had no mortuary. I had nothing except the product that I will bury you when people have never even seen me bury. So I always say that is the part I regret most, because I wasted a lot of money I could have put to start a mortuary. I mean, to fit a mortuary that we're going to use, to buy a house. You know, it was just bad. It was just a very wrong business decision. But we have to learn with mistakes that we make along the way. They must not kill us, but they must teach us, so that those lessons learned will make us better people. Because now I will never do that. And now I will never advise anyone to start being a funeral parlor like myself, start a funeral parlor business without a mortuary, without a hearse, because I know the problems. I know the challenges it comes with. The fourth nugget, the power of networking. What can I say? Sweep is here. Through Sweep, you will network. Through Sweep, you will meet other entrepreneurs, other people that are enthusiastic about entrepreneurship. Then you will collaborate. They will speak the same language. It is very, very important to network. Ixebolethu is a member of SAFPA. It is South African Funeral Practitioners Association. I'm presently chairperson in the province of that, that organization. You need to be in an organization. You need to be with people. Don't take them as competitors. I sit with all the funeral parlors, because we talk about the industry. We regulate the industry together. We're running the entire industry together. It is very important to do that. You cannot just be on your own. That is why you find, you see, there are organizations that control each and every industry. It is very important for yourself to do that. Whatever business you start, find out who else is in the business. What is it that they do? Maybe you're still burying people lying down. Maybe now they're buried standing. How are you going to know? The only way you're going to know is to be part of an association, part of an organization where you talk about the industry, where it is now, where is it going, what are the challenges, and all of that. It's very, very important that you do that. I've attended, Umam Hlongo was mentioning, which I've been to so many countries in my life, not just for leisure, also for research, for network. Icebo Lethu now has a brand internationally in London. We are playing in the global space because of that network. I got through what? Through traveling, through research that I've done. I've been to China to meet suppliers. I've been to Hong Kong. Hong Kong, what did I do? I was attending an exhibition. I've been to America, attend an exhibition. I've been to Italy, Bologna, to attend an exhibition, to learn about the industry, and everything, and that I would still introduce the trends to introduce in the industry. That is why you find that I've come back to the country to disrupt the entire industry, to come up with my ways of how we do things. Now we find big companies, some are even more than 100 years, looking up to Icebo Lethu that is only 13 years old because of the network I've created through traveling, through gathering knowledge. Make sure that whatever you want to embark yourself on, research, network, find out who else is doing it. And make sure before you put it out there, you put out the best. I did not just go to these countries just because I was bored or I had a lot of money. And when I started, I didn't even have much. But I knew that by going there, I'm going to get a lot of knowledge that would make us be the best. That is why, as Icebo Lethu, I stand here this morning to say we are the best at what we do, and we pride ourselves. Thank you. Nugget, I've spoken to Sweep. Girls, you're doing well. I'm sure today we have more members. Guys, you need to join Sweep. You're not going to make it out there without Sweep. It's a pity it speaks to women. Yes, as I heard you, girl, when you said they complained that why not boys? Hey, that is so bad. We know that men, they still have more jobs. They are still paid better than us. We know the story of a girl child. I was just telling you my experience entering into this male-dominated space, how difficult it was. That is why Sweep focuses on young girls so that they give them that hope that they can do it. They can make it on their own. Not that Sweep doesn't want men empowered, yes, but men have better chances than women. Even in this country, it's still like that. As a girl child, you know, nothing you get better. Even at home, even if there's no money for school fees, they'll rather take a boy to school than a girl. It's still like that across Africa, which is very, very bad. So, Sweep, all the best. I will always come and encourage young girls to do better, because I hate it when girls are doing those shortcuts, thinking they can do it with their bodies, with everything. Guys, we're more than our bodies. We've got brains. I'm here standing today as a woman who's doing so much better in my own space. Not because I'm a woman, because I work, because I have a brain. I work. Sonje, I'm here as a living testimony for you girls that you can make it. Go out there and make it and make us proud. We've come to the fifth nugget, the company you keep. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, Bad company corrupts good character. It is important. It is very, very important to know who you're with. There's a saying that says, show me your friends, I will show you your future. Who you rub shoulders with is very important in your life. If you go neidakwa, don't zuphelela lapha. If you go nabantu, if you go with people, hey, bo mabantu. Guys, if you go with people, no, I was just joking with that. I know you won't do that. Huh? You look so beautiful to be doing such. We expect so much from you guys. Okay. So, guys, what I'm trying to say is the people you keep around you, you need to keep people that encourages you to do better, that encourages you to be the best of yourself. If you are around people where you are the leader, where everyone looks up to you, uzohlala lapho, you're going to be there. Because there's no one that makes you feel, look forward to be better, because there's no one above you. But if you keep yourselves around people that are doing so well, excelling at what they do, then obviously you will do even much better. So don't be comfortable. Don't be comfortable and think, hey, go and get good rights. I myself as an umfundo, I've got friends that are in business. I've got friends that are CEOs. I've got friends that are far beyond me, because I'm aiming to be far as well. I won't be far if I just have my friends that were still maybe teaching. I told you I was a school teacher. If I was still with my school teacher friends, I'll still be thinking about maybe going back to school instead of starting another business. So I had to make sure that I'm surrounding myself with the right people for growth. The sixth nugget says, ignore negativity. I just told you that in my journey, when I started, people were saying, she doesn't know what she's doing. Some were even saying, uyabaza bafazi, bahlale be forward. Because I was coming with new products, that were coming to disrupt the industry, products that were speaking to the client, not to what I wanted in my pockets. People were saying so many things. Good things were fuleka. Oh, she's going to fail. She won't make it. Some even gave me time frames. Good thing. Within a year, I'll be finished. Within a year, I would have closed doors. But I ignored all of that. Ignore all the negativity. When you start at your business, whatever you have in mind, make sure that you research it, focus on it, put more energy, surround yourself with the right people. And all that negative energy that would come to say, you're not doing well, you're not doing good, you're not going to make it, just ignore that. Ignore that. It's not going to work for you. It will not make you a better person. It will not take you anywhere. When I look today, the men that were criticizing me when I started the business, some I employ them today. Some are still where I found them. Some are even behind, some steps behind where they were when I started. Some, when I started, I told you I had no hairs, nothing. The people I used to borrow the hairs from, now I hire them every weekend. just to empower, because part of what we do as a Cebolethu is to empower other smaller businesses so that now, that tomorrow they'll be bigger. Had I listened to all that those negative comments, I wouldn't be where I am. I'll be finished. So please ignore all those negative comments. I love that dirty water does not stop plants from growing. So never allow any negative words or vibes to deter your growth. I remember when there was drought in Cape Town. I went to do nails at Sobey. I do nails. You do nails, girls. Amen. Men do nails too. Boys, do you do nails? Yes, you do. Just to look good. Pamper yourself. Look good. They're so pay men now. Hey, omunyu tenge. Yes, mali half peg. No problem. Yes, I went to Sobey to do nails. You know when they were using? When there were droughts in Cape Town, they were using water. The water they used to wash our feet with, they were using that water for their flowers. And those flowers did not die because the water was dirty. So please, dirty water does not stop plants from growing. The seventh one, I'm almost done. The seventh one is critical thinking. Critical thinking is a kind of thinking in which you question, analyze, interpret, evaluate, and make a judgment about what you read, hear, say, or write. I want to play this video for you so that it encourages you to think critically. If you're in a business, you need to be a critical thinker about any decision that you make. Sound? Oh. Let's watch this video.
You there, second desk, blue jacket. What is your name?
My name is Alexis.
Alexis, please leave my lecture room. I don't want to see you at one of my lectures ever again.
I don't understand.
I am not going to ask a second time. Thank you. Why are there laws? What are laws for? Anyone?
Social order.
To protect a person's personal rights.
So that you can rely on the government.
Justice.
Thank you. Tell me. Was I unfair to your classmate just now? Indeed, I was. So, why didn't any of you protest? Why didn't any of you try and stop me? Why didn't you want to prevent this injustice? You see, what you have just learnt, you wouldn't have understood in 1,000 hours of lectures unless you lived it. You didn't say anything because you weren't affected yourself. And this attitude speaks against you and against life. You think it doesn't concern you, so it's none of your business. Well, I'm here to say, if you don't help bring about justice, then one day you too may experience injustice and there will be nobody there to stand before you. Truth and justice lives through us all and we must fight for it. Because in life and work, I mean, we often live next to each other, but not with each other. We console ourselves that the problems of others are nothing to do with us, none of our business. And we go home glad at night that we're spared. But it's about standing up for each other. Every day an injustice happens in business, sport, or on the tram. Relying on someone else to take care of it is not good enough. It is our duty to be there for others, to speak up for others when they cannot. I am here to teach you the power of your voice. I want you to learn critical thinking to empower you to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against what everyone else is doing. Let's begin.
Yeah, 2020, yeah. I had 1,500 employees that were looking up to me. There was COVID, I knew nothing about. I had to keep the organization going. We're essential services. The clients, we cover more than a million lives. They needed us. We needed to deliver to our promise. We needed to deliver the right products. We needed to keep our doors open. I had to think critically and make sure that I make the right decisions to keep the company going, to make sure that we still stand as the best in the industry. So it is very, very important that critical thinking as an entrepreneur. Why is critical thinking important? One, it helps you improve your decision making. It enhances your problem solving ability. It refines your research skills. It polishes your creativity. I had to come up with new ways. What are we going to do? How are we going to survive with this pandemic? How can we make sure that we open for our clients? We had to come up with new innovative ways where everything was done. We're in a digital world now. To all clients now, they no longer bring cash to our offices, but they pay through shops. There are other remote and other better ways of paying rather than coming to our offices. All those things, I had to make sure that I come up with them at that time. And there was no time, remember, during COVID, because that thing was killing us every day. I had to make sure that our staff was alive and fit for work. So I had to be creative, and also it stimulates curiosity as well. So the importance of critical thinking that you need as an entrepreneur in your business. And the last one is successful entrepreneurs are generous. Icebo Lethu has a foundation, and through our foundation, we did not just have a foundation because everyone has a foundation now. No. But because we knew that we had to give back, we had to be there for our clients, the communities that we service. The Bible encourages generosity towards others through giving back a portion of our blessings. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 7 says, entrepreneurs can use their success to bless others by supporting charitable causes or investing in initiatives that promote social good. As a Cebolet, we run various charity and initiatives as our way of giving back to the communities. We build houses. We do a lot. But the one maybe I'll just tell you about is the Rhoda Girls. It's for young girls. We started with 50 girls in 2017. It's to empower young girls. That is one of the programs that we run as Cebolet. During the graduation, we had one of our girls, Usane Zigalala, who graduated from Mangosuthu, from MUT, because of the Rhoda Girls program. We make sure that they go through camps with us, we pay for their school fees, we take good care of them so that we nurture their talent, so that they can be better people, better of who they are. We've raised pilots there, we've raised doctors, accountants, lawyers, sound engineers. We've raised a lot of very successful young girls through the program because we realize that God has blessed us as a brand to bless others. We build houses for the poor. We do agricultural projects. We do quite a few. So it's very important that as you plan whatever you're planning to do as an entrepreneur, make sure that at the end, you need to give back to the people. You need to give back. You need to make sure that whatever God will bless you with, you will still, empower others. Because that's why we are blessed, to be a blessing to others. So an entity that does not give back to its communities, I don't know why would it even think of doing that? Because that's not the way God wants it. Amen. Okay, and then as I conclude, and in conclusion, not taking action is like sitting in a stationary fancy car and hope it moves. Whatever you have learned today from this lecture, take decisive action towards your entrepreneurship journey. So join SWIP today and begin your journey of successful entrepreneurship. There's a book I love. Incwadi yomshumayeli. Incwadi yomshumayeli lapho chapter 9 verse 11, who says it all ukuthi konke kunesikhathi sakho. There's time and chance for everything. It is your chance. You are exposed to such programs. When I started Icebo Lethu, there was no SWIP. There was just nothing. I had not even heard about entrepreneurship at school or anywhere. But this is your time. You are learning about it. You're getting all the support. You have a government that wants to support youth. You have lecturers that are telling about this entrepreneurship. It's your time and chance. Use it before you feel sorry for yourself. I was looking at students during the graduation. A lot of them were graduating, and I was saying, oh, I feel so bad because all of these hundreds, thousands of students, they're looking for the same jobs. They're looking for the same jobs. They all qualify on the same qualifications, degrees. You know, they're looking for the same thing. Remember, it wasn't just MUT graduating. It was MUT and 25 others. There are 26 institutions. And it's bad. Why do you think you're the only one who's going to get a job after this? So really, entrepreneurship is important. It's important that you go out there. Don't wait till you finish school. Start now. Start now with your next first money. What can I do? Collaborate with others. If we can maybe play a stock fell amongst 10 of us with the next first money, put away 500 rands or something, how much would it be at the end of the year? What can we do with it? Those are things you need to be starting to think. No one is, there's no mana. Imani yagcinanga Israel ehambehlani. Ayikho ezokwehla. But you are going to sit down and think. Don't wait for finance, for funding. That those things, they've got red tapes. They are so hard to get. They're there, yes. You will get them eventually, but they want a lot of securities before you get them. Before that, what can you do? Just together. If you can't do it alone, do it with others. Collaborations are very, very important. Because remember, great minds together, they'll do even more. Don't think you're going to get it like Mina. Mina, I've had a very long, difficult journey. You can achieve what I've achieved better, faster, because you have the knowledge, you have the education. Remember, when I started Icebo Lethu, I was just an educator who had come from Fundis. And then I started this. Had I had the business knowledge, all the information that we have now, all the qualifications that you're going to qualify with now, I would have been far gone. Maybe Icebo Lethu would be even twice the size of what it is. Now you are given those opportunities. Take them, grab them with both hands, and make sure that you don't disappoint all the lecturers that are telling you all this, that are teaching you all this, that are affording you an opportunity like this, an opportunity to wake me up at 4 a.m. in Joburg, fly all the way and be here, and be on a 5:30 flight to MUT to speak to students because I care. Entrepreneurship is very close to my heart. And I believe there can be a lot of entrepreneurs out of you. You will be the best because you have all the tools. You have all the knowledge. You have the power. You have everything. So you are our youth. You are our future. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.